谢谢徐弟兄的见证哈。
We really thank Brother Xu for his testimony.
我是请他上来鼓励我们，不是来夸奖我们的。
I invited him to encourage us, not to compliment us.
因为我也很难得碰到已经都60多岁了，可是在主的面前这么认真的弟兄哈。
I hardly met anyone who's in his 60s, but yet pursue the Lord so sincerely.
他只要听到是主的，合乎主的心意，都全心要。
Whenever he hears anything that is of the Lord, it's of the Lord's heart, he will pursue it wholeheartedly.
但是我想当弟兄在这里。讲到我们中间的长处的时候
But when brother talk about the strengths,
我们只能够更谦卑更认真在主的面前
We can only be even more humble and sincere before the Lord
因为在我们身上还有许多的未得之地、啊、
Because there are still many areas for growth
而且这个世代的挑战越来越严肃我们的使命也越来越重
Yeah, as the challenges in this generation become more and more severe, so are our responsibilities.
希望主真的能够使用我们，成为这个世代的祝福，哈，成为
周
围人的祝福。
May the Lord really use our church to be a blessing for people around us and for this generation.
在我讲之前，那个 worship team 等一下会后要上来，哈，所以你们不要跑掉了。
Okay, after my message, I want to invite the worship team to.Sing songs for us.
你们看我今天的题目可能很奇怪，因为我最近正在讲两个系列的信息。
So if you look at the message theme, you might feel it's kind of strange.
因为我是一个很顺服的人，当我听见有人跟我说希望能够配合退休会要来的退休会，叫我不要再讲系列哈。
Because someone suggested that I would deliver a message that match the theme of the retreat theme.
这是这个礼拜不要讲系列哈。
Therefore, I will skip my series.
所以我就祷告主，看看该讲什么题目，我就换了这个题目。
Therefore, I pray to the Lord and ask for a theme. Therefore, that is.
弟兄姊妹，我们一年一度的退休会马上就来了啊。
Our annual church retreat is coming up.
从我们开工93年开始，每一年的退休会从来没有停过。
Since our church started in year 1993, we have not skipped once.
而且每一年的退休会，我都提醒弟兄姊妹三件很重要的事。
Then every time when a retreat approaches, I always remind brothers and sisters.
我希望有一天任何人来问你们，每一个人都能够朗朗上口把这三件事情讲出来。
I hope one day.All of you can recite these three things very easily.
因为我今年在香港的时候，他们正好有人问我一个问题，他说我们参加退休会应该要有什么准备。
Because this year when I was in Hong Kong, just so happened that someone asked me, how do we prepare for retreat?
我就告诉他们说，我们的弟兄姊妹听我讲这三件事都听烦了。
So I told them, our brothers and sisters are already so used to.What I would share with them about.
所以当我一讲的时候，他们都不想再听了，我就知道我成功了，因为这三件事情他们已经都会背了。
If my brothers and sisters don't want to hear that anymore, then I know I have succeeded because they already memorized them.
我现在来验收我的成果哈，第一个是什么
？Now I'm gonna test the fruit.
什么
？What is the first?
这不是乱讲。对不起，我不能说你乱讲。祷告真的是很重要。
Yeah, a prayer is good, but that's not one of the three.
我这第一件事情，在耶和华的山上必有预备。神为我们每一个人、每一个家、为整个教会都预备了特别的祝福。
The first is that the Lord has prepared a special blessing for each individual's family and our church.
我们的确是要用祷告哈，我们要求神把他所预备的祝福，我们能够 100% 得到他哈。
Yes, we do need to pray so that we will receive God's blessing 100%.
例如说，神给我们预备的祝福是这样。
For example, the Lord has prepared so much blessing.
但是你整个山上聚完会，你只得到这么一点。
But then after the retreat, we only receive so much.
是我们自己糟蹋浪费了神所给我们预备的恩典。
Therefore, we have wasted God's grace for us.
所以我们一定要有一个 strong desire. 我们要迫切的祷告，要能够充分的得着神所预备的。
Therefore, we ought to pray fervently so that we can receive 100%.
我们决定不甘心，怎么去，怎么回来，我还是没有改变。
We don't want to come back the way just as we went without any changes.
所以不光是我们要得着神所要给我们的。
Not only that, we want to receive God's blessing.
而且我们希望第一天晚上就登堂入室，不要等到第三天。
We hope that we get to warm up the first night. We don't wait until the third night.
这跟我们的预备、跟我们的祷告发生关系。
And it has to do with our preparation and prayers.
第二件事情。
Second.
第二个是什么
？What is the second thing?
checkpoint 哈，这是我们整个属灵的生命、侍奉的生命跟主的关系各方面的一个 checkpoint 哈，我们来这里检视、衡量我们到底在主面前成长了没有。
So our annual retreat is actually like a checkpoint for our spiritual life, our service, our ministry.To see if we have grown.
我们的长进 不仅应该是每天的，而且保罗告诉我们是要凡事长进。
Not only that, our growth should be daily, but Paul says that we should grow in all areas.
所以经过了一整年，我们的确应该要有很 significant, 可以 visible, 可以看得出来的长进。
So after a year, our growth should be significant and visible.
如果当我们被神摆在天平上，我们还是跟去年一样，甚至退步了，这是我们的亏欠和失败。
If the Lord placed us on the scale to measure, and then not only that, we have not grown, but we have backslided, and that is our shortcoming and our failure.
所以我现在如果问大家一个问题，在过去从去年退休会到今年退休会，你最明显的长进，你一想就可以想到的到底是什么？
So if I ask you now, what is the most visible growth in your life since last annual retreat? Can you immediately say it?
如果我们讲不出来的话，其实我们已经浪费了一年了。
If we cannot immediately say it, we probably have wasted a year already.
一年不是短时间。
One year is not a short time.
你看我们几乎每一年里面教会都走掉几位弟兄姊妹哈。
Because almost every year, some brothers and sisters will pass away.
可能最近走的都是年长的，但是也会有年轻的人走的。
Sometimes the senior brothers and sisters pass away, but occasionally, the younger ones too.
就像有一个人有一次去参加丘吉尔的 birthday party.
Like once, someone went to Churchill's, birthday party.
他跟丘吉尔讲，他说，哎呀，真有荣幸参加你的 birthday party, 希望明年还能够来参加。
And he says, I feel so honored to come to your birthday party. I hope I can be invited again next year.
那快80岁的丘吉尔看着他说，我看你还年轻，也都蛮健康的，你应该没问题的。
And then Churchill, almost in his 80s, says that, I see that you're young and healthy, maybe you can make it.
不是只有年长的会走，年轻人也会走，我们要珍惜神给我们的日子。
Because not only the elderly people pass away, young people can too. So we ought to cherish all the opportunities God gives us.
为了省时间，第三个点哈。
So what's the third point?
就是我们到山上去享受肢体的生活，活出身体的见证。
So we go to the mountain to enjoy the bodily life and then to live out the bodily testimony.
你看我们平常大家都很忙，见到面最多只能问说你还好吗？
Oftentimes we're so busy, that when we see each other, the most we can say just how are you.
我们得到的答案最常有的就是我还好，或者我最近很忙，就是这样子。
And then the answer we most frequently get is that I'm busy or I'm fine.
能够在山上有四天三夜被绑在一起，年长的。年轻的小孩子大家都在一起。
But then at the mountain for 4 days and 3 nights, we get to spend time together with the elderly as well as the children.
那个弟兄和睦同居的生活让我们尝一尝哈。
So that we get to live and taste the harmony of living together.
你就知道它是多么美多么善。
Then we know how wonderful and beautiful that is.
平常晚上听不到的鼾声这一次你都会听到的。
You get to hear all kinds of snoring at night.
平常要上厕所要洗澡就可以进去了，现在得排队。
And now on the mountain you have to wait in line to go to showers.
你现在晚上睡觉了，隔壁人可能会吵你。
Or maybe someone sleeping next to you may wake you up at night.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们在那里不光享受肢体的生活，我们也要活出身体的见证来。
So not only that we should enjoy the bodily life, we ought to live out the bodily testimony.
所以我很希望我们大家一起来学顺服哈。
So I hope that we can all learn the lesson of obedience together.
这次因为人数快将近500个人。
Because we have almost 500 attendants this year.
很多地方都超过了场地的限制了。
So we have we have exceeds the capacity of the camp.
所以服事的同工们很辛苦，在这里安排各样的事情。
So co-workers are trying their best to make all arrangements.
所以我们到山上可能会有很多的地方吃啊、住啊、聚会啊、停车啊，可能都不是那么方便。
So you might find many things on the mountain inconvenient, whether it's eating food or parking.
但是这也是一个很好的机会来验收，到底我们十架的生命、舍己的生命、相爱的生命、顺服的生命、配搭的生命到底如何哈。
But that is also environment to test our life of obedience or self-denial, crucifying on the cross.
差不多哈，讲得很好了。弟兄姊妹，我们很多的地方都在这些事情上会被显明的。
Because we may be our true condition might be exposed in many situations.
就像今年的 mission team, 他们出去最近两次出去，我们都给他们一个挑战。
Just like when mission teams go out, we often challenge them.
不仅我们的口不说埋怨的话，我们心里面也不埋怨。
Not only that, they will not say complain words, but they will not even complain in their
hearts. 我们真正来学习在十字架底下学习顺服过团体的生活。
So under the cross, they will learn the lesson of obedience and live a group life.
所以万一你被他们排到比较远、比较不方便的地方、我们就说哈利路亚，赞美主啊。
So if so happened that you are being assigned to a living place that is kind of far away, let us learn and say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
因为弟兄们看得起我，知道我承受得了这种十字架的顺服，把我放到最远的地方。
Because the co-workers consider me worthy of taking this lesson and they think I can take it.
我们就好好的活给他们看。
So let us live out this testimony.
好不好？我们在山上一起来让整个聚会能够达到最好的祝福。
So that together we can obtain the best blessings.
那我今天讲这个题目不是跟我们全年的主题脱节，一点没有脱节。
So today's message is not a detour on from the this year's theme.
因为我们今年讲到说，愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
This year's theme is that may those who love the Lord rise up like the sun in its full strength.
我们希望神在我们中间兴起更多爱主的人，跟主有很亲密关系的人。
We wish the Lord will raise up more people who love the Lord and have intimate relationship with the Lord.
而且第二个点，他们身上带着属天的影响力，像日头一样把光、把热、把能力带到这个世界来。
And then they have the heavenly influence that they can impact the world with light and with warmth.
然后我很感动的就是英文组的聚会，他们已经直接跳进了要为主发光了哈。
And then I thank the Lord the English congregation already jumped intoto the topic that shine for Jesus.
而且他们今年到中国去的那个题目就讲到城造在山上啊，这个 city on the hill.
So when they went to China, they had they conducted a camp with this theme, city on the hill.
你看城造在山上，说到它是一个很明显的影响力。
City built on the hill, it is a very visible impact and influence.
而且是一个团体的影响力，不是一根小蜡烛在山上人家看不到的。
And it's not a single candle, but a city on the hill. It's a corporate testimony.
而且说到它是一个属天超越的影响力在高处哈。
And it is a heavenly impact. It's from above.
所以我们非常谢谢你们定的这个题目，也来影响我们大人。
So we really appreciate your theme to influence the Chinese congregation.
希望我们整个教会都能够好好为主发光。
That our church as a whole will shine for the Lord.
那办公室催我们催了很久，到底明年的主题是什么
？So our church office coworkers keep urging me to come up with the theme for next year.
因为要印出明年的月历啊。
Because we have to publish a calendar for next year.
所以我们祷告了很久，在中国的时候，主给了一句话，叫做成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So after much prayer while I was in China, the Lord gave me words to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
我们不光有更多爱主的人，有影响力的人被兴起来。
Not only that, the Lord will raise up more people who love the Lord and with influence.
我们希望我们真正的被成全，被建造。
That we can also be equipped and be edified.
英文讲的 equip 啊，很多的翻译说 equip the same for the ministry 啊。
So that's the English translation to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
但是我也很喜欢 King James 跟 Darby 的翻译去 perfect 啊，去让它完全啊 perfect the saint for the ministry.
I also like translation from Darby and King James that to perfect the saints for the work of ministry.
我们都不完全，真的都不完全。
We are all imperfect.
不要说不完全，一大堆问题。
Not only we're imperfect, we have lots of issues.
但是神把我们摆在一个家里面，就叫我们彼此成全。
But yet the Lord put us in one family so that we can edify each other.
我们不光只是被装备，我们是被补全了。
Not only that we are being equipped, we are being complemented.
希望我们一起在主的面前好好祷告，好让他成就在我们身上。
So that let us pray that this will fulfill in our midst.
那我在这里讲到为神家培养大能的勇士。
As I say that raising up mighty men of valor.In God's house.
因为我们看见历史历代以来，刚才就像戴师说的，神一直在这里要寻找合用的器皿。
As the song says, the Lord keep looking for vessels throughout the generations.
什么时候神得到了一个合用的器皿
？Whenever God obtained a suitable vessel.
神就透过这个器皿，他亲自出来做工。
Through this vessel, God will work.
他就透过这个器皿，把他的祝福倾倒下来。
Through this vessel, He can pour down His blessings.
他就透过这个器皿，把神百姓带回到跟神 神对的关系上。
And through this vessel, he can correct God's people's relationship with him.
他也借着这个器皿把神的儿女们带到神的旨意上。
And through this vessel, he can bring God's people back to his will.
他可以小小到很小，只是个人的。
This vessel can be very small as to just an individual.
他可以大大到整个国家，甚至整个世代啊。
Or it can be very big as a nation or a generation.
所以这个信息是对我们每一个人都有用的。
So this message applies to every one of us.
在这里我们先稍微复习一下，我上一次讲到神家的战车马兵以利亚。
First of all, I'd like to review my last message, Elijah, chariot and horseman of God's house.
因为我说我上次很对不起他，就短短的时间讲了一位这么伟大的先知。
As I said, I felt very sorry that we could only spend so little time for this great prophet.
但是在我讲以利亚的时候，两个点，请弟兄姊妹一定要记得。
But I like brothers and sisters to remember two points about Elijah.
以利亚，他所信的神跟我们所信的神是一样的。
First, Elijah's God is the same God that we believe.
啊，你就发现在整个以利亚的故事里面。
Then throughout his story,
他对神的认识，或是说以利亚所信的神，是一个这么活、这么真实的神。
The God that Elijah believed is so living and so true.
我只用三分钟来复习就好了。
I will spend 3 minutes to review.
第一个，以利亚所信的神是 God of Almighty, 他是一个全能的神。
First of all, the God that Elijah believed is God of Almighty.
他能够让天不下雨，他能够让天降下透雨来。
He can shut the heavens from raining, or he can pour down rain on earth.
他能够叫死人复活。
He can raise dead from, he can raise the dead.
他可以让面粉不减少，让油里的瓶里的油不减少。他是全能的神，他无所不能。
He's Almighty God. He can cause the oil not ever to consume.
这样子的神成为以利亚的神。
And such God becomes Elijah's God.
所以当他到山上面对850个假先知的时候，以利亚所以能不怕，是因为他知道他的神是得胜，是全能的神。
So when he encountered 850 false prophets on the mountain, he was able to not be afraid because he knew the God whom he believed.
今天你我个人的生活或是侍奉上或是人生上都会碰到困难的。
Today we will encounter difficulties in our life or in our ministry.
但是以利亚知道他所信的神是万有的主，是全能的神。
But yet Elijah knew that the God he believed is the Lord of Creator and the Lord of Universe.
这样子的信心就让神的全能可以透过他通行在地上。
Such faith brought down God's power.
所以以利亚祷告叫天不下雨，他就把天窗关起来了，唰一下，天再也不下雨，三年半不下雨。
So when Elijah prayed, "Don't rain." And then God was able to shut heaven's door, and then it would not rain for 3.5 years.
当他再祷告的时候，天就降下透雨来。
And then when he prayed again, heaven opened and poured down rain.
看起来是以利亚在这里执掌权柄。
So it looks like Elijah was controlling.
为什么他能这么做？因为他知道他所信的神是全能的神。
Why was he able to do that? Because he knew God he believed was Almighty.
第二个，以利亚所信的神是一个充满了爱和充满了体恤的神。
Secondly, the God Elijah believed was God full of love and understanding and mercy.
所以当他疲倦的时候，神差遣使者给他预备水，预备刚刚炭火烧的饼给他吃。
So when he was tired and fatigued, God sent angel to serve him with fire and bread.
当他灰心逃到洞里面去的时候，神亲自来向他显现，把他给带出洞里。
When he was discouraged and ran away and hid himself in the cave, God appeared to him in the cave.
啊，你发现在很多的地方，神都在这里照顾他，差遣寡妇，差遣乌鸦来供养他。
Many times God would take care of his prophets by sending a widow or a raven to feed him.
弟兄姊妹，同样，我们的神就是这样的神。
This is our God.
第三个
Thirdly,
讲到 God of the present time, 他是现在的神。
He is God of present time.
他问以利亚说，以利亚，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
When he asked Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?
请注意英文可以把那个动词的时态表现出来。What are you doing here?
So the English translation can show us the tense, the time. What are you doing here?
神在乎你现在正在做什么。
Because God cares what are you doing now.
神在乎你在这里正在做什么。
God cares what are you doing here.
神不是忘记了他过去曾经为神大发热心。
It's not that God forgot what he has done out of his great zeal for God before.
也不是神不知道以利亚将来会继续为神大发热心。
And it's not that God did not know that Elijah will continue to be zealous for God.
但是神在乎的是以利亚你现在到底在做什么
But yet God cared what Elijah was doing at that moment
就在这个地方你正在做什么
At this present moment and here What are you doing?
以利亚对神说我在为耶和华大发热心
And Elijah says I'm being zealous for the Lord
这句话如果在加密山上讲的话所有人都相信
If he spoke this on the Mount Carmel, everyone would have believed it.
但是这句话在旷野里面，在何烈山，在一个山洞里面这样子讲的话，就没有人会相信他了。
But yet, when Elijah said this, on the mountain in the cave, probably no one would believe him.
所以一定要再讲他过去的经验。
So actually, Elijah was talking about his past.
但是神在乎现在。
But yet, God cares about the present.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个的现在都停下来，我正在做什么
？I hope everyone will.Of us would pause now and think, what are we doing now?
到底我今天跟神的关系是什么？
What is my relationship with God today?
到底我今天还是能够说我继续是在为神活，就在现在，就在这里，我是为他大发热心吗？
Can I still say I'm living for the Lord today and at this moment, right here, I'm being zealous for the Lord?
希望我们这次到山上，我们都用这个问题来问自己啊。
I hope that when we go up to the mountain this year, we will all ask ourselves this question.
第四个，以利亚所信的神是 God of the second chance, 他永远给我们再一次的机会。
And Elijah's God is God of second chance. He can always give us a second chance.
不管我们多么失败，多么疲倦，多么软弱，多么受伤。
No matter how much we have failed, we are weak and we are hurt and we're discouraged.
不管我们对未来怎样的没有盼望。
Oh, without hope for the future.
我们灰心了，我们软弱了。
We're discouraged, we are weak.
但是我们的主永远愿意给我们新的机会。
But yet our Lord is always willing to give us a new chance.
他安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
他告诉我们还有七千个人没有向巴利屈膝过。
He will tell us there are still 7,000 people who have not bowed down before.
在你感觉不到我有工作，在你看不见盼望的时候，其实我们的神都在做事。
When you don't sense and you don't see God's work, but yet.God has been working all along.
然后神重新把三个重要的托付交给以利亚，叫他回去。
And once again, God gave him three new commissions and sent him back.
神愿意继续使用我们。
God's willing to continue to use him.
永远不要接受撒旦的控告，撒旦的谎言，说神不再爱我们。
Never accept Satan's accusation and believe Satan's lies that God will never love us anymore.
永远不要接受仇敌的谎言，认为我这个人在神手中不可能再被神用。
Never believe in God's in Satan's lies that I can never be used by God anymore.
当撒旦这么说的时候，我们真应该跟主说：“撒旦，退我后面去。”
When Satan say this to us, we ought to say, "Satan, get behind me."
他早就是按着我的本相接纳我，按我的，爱我的。
Because God has already accepted me and loved me the way I am.
不光过去的罪他赦免。
Not only that, he has forgiven my past sins.
不光我今天的罪他愿意赦免。
And he's willing to forgive my present sins.
连我将来要犯的罪都在他宝血的里面。
Even the sins I will commit in the future are under his precious blood.
所以我们下一堂要讲宝血，我们不是要糟蹋宝血或者轻看宝血。
We're going to talk about blood, precious blood, in our next NG class.
我们要站在羔羊救赎的根基上，我们一路上往前。
I'm not saying that we ought to abuse his blood, but we ought to stand on this salvation and continue move on.
像当以利亚重新得力，重新被神复兴的时候。
So when Elijah was being renewed and revived,
他就一路奔跑他在地上该跑的，直到他被主接上天。
He continued to march on until the day he was taken up to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们中间没有一个人被停顿下来。
I hope that none of us will pause or stumble.
以利亚所信的神是 God of the second chance.
Because Elijah's God is God of second chance.
他 always 愿意给我们新的机会，他永远愿意给我们新的机会。
He's always willing to give us a new chance.
什么时候我们在基督里，我们就是新造的，旧事已过，一切都是新的。
Whenever we are in Christ, we are a new creation. The old has passed, the new has begun.
当我们讲完以利亚的时候，
When we talk about Elijah,
我就要再说，以利亚所信的神就是我们的神。
I have to emphasize again, Elijah's God is also our God.
所以当以利沙 以利亚升天之后，以利沙要过约旦河的时候
，So when Elijah after Elijah was taken up to heaven and Elisha was about to pass the Jordan River，
在列王记下第二章，以利沙做了一件事，他说：“以利亚的神在哪里
？”Second Kings chapter 2 Elisha did one thing. He says, "Where is the Lord of Elijah?"
我师父的神就是我的神
，Because my master's God is also my God.
所以他拿起以利沙的衣服，打约旦河的水，约旦河水立刻分开来。
So he struck the river with his master's mantle and the water parted.
他发现以利亚的神就是他的神。
And he discovered that Elijah's God is also his God.
所以弟兄姊妹，神没有改变。
God has not changed.
我们今天都要可以一样来经历以利亚的神。
Today, in the same way, we can experience Elijah's God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神也就是我们的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is also our God.
但是另外一方面，也要来激励我们，来提醒我们的。
But yet, on the other hand, we ought to be reminded.
雅各书第五章十七节告诉我们说，以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
James chapter 5 verse 17 says, Elijah was a man with a nature just like us.
所以我们不光在这里要宣告，要说以利亚的神在哪里。
Not only that, we ought to proclaim, where is Elijah's God?
我们每一个人都应该问一个问题。
But we also should ask a question.
就是在这里说的，神的以利亚到底在哪里？
So where is God's Elijah?
如果神从来没改变，
If God never changes,
然后圣经上又告诉我们，以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的，会软弱、会失败、会灰心的人。
And yet, the Bible tells us Elijah has the same nature just as us. He could be discouraged, the weak, and then stumble.
但是当神得到以利沙的时候，
But yet, when the Lord laid hold of Elijah,
以利沙所得到的圣灵是双倍的圣灵。
Elijah received double portion of the Holy Spirit.
以利沙所行的神迹比以利亚多了一倍。
And Elisha has performed double the miracles of what Elijah did.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里说要为神家培养大能的勇士的时候，
As we're talking about raising up mighty men for God's house,
我为什么要用这个问题来开头呢？
Why did I start with a question?
就是我们没有一个人可以给自己软弱有借口的。
Because none of us can justify our weaknesses.
没有一个人能够说以利亚，哎呦，跟我有什么关系？
No, none of us can say, what do I have to do with Elijah?
我就是希望提醒弟兄姊妹，以利亚的神就是我们的神。
I want to remind every one of us that Elijah's God is also our God.
然后以利亚的性情跟我们是一样的。
And Elijah has the same nature just as us.
但是神却可以透过这个器皿彰显他的大能。
But yet the Lord was able to manifest His great powers through this vessel.
所以我们不光要问以利亚的神在哪里。
So not only that, we ought to ask, where's the Lord of Elijah?
我们要问神的以利亚在哪里。
But we also want to ask, where is God's Elijah?
到底以利沙在哪里？
Where is God's Elisha?
所以接下来我们就要来看以利亚这一生，他培养了一个贵重的器皿叫以利沙。
We're seeing that throughout his life, Elijah has raised up a very precious vessel that is Elisha.
我今天不讲以利沙，九月初再讲哈。
I'm not gonna preach on Elisha. We will do that early September.
但是我今天就要在这里提出一个重点，就是神的家一直都需要合神心意的器皿。
But I want to point out that God's house is always in need of suitable vessels.
神家需要大能的勇士。
God's house always needs mighty men.
而这件事情是在平日就需要花功夫来培养的。
And it is to be cultivated in our daily life.
我们看见圣经很熟的一段故事，在创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14, there's a story that we're very familiar.
我们很快的读一下，因为我知道好多新来的或是福音朋友在我们中间啊。
So let's quickly go over the story for the newcomers and also gospel friends.
我来读，很快哈，我们先从十三章看起。
So we will start from chapter 13.
我们从第五节，十三章第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
以亚伯拉罕同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人和比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可以相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，原文是做弟兄。遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以前，如 如同耶和华的原旨，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛在耶和华面前罪大恶极。啊，这里讲到亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德之间的故事。
So this is a story between Abraham and his nephew Lot.
所以当他的侄儿优先挑选了一块最美的地。
So when his nephew picked first a very beautiful land.
我们在这里看见亚伯拉罕宽大的心哈。
We see Abraham's generous heart.
明明神呼召亚伯拉罕出来，罗德是跟着他出来沾光的。
It was Abraham that God originally called, and Lot was just following him.
等到他们的祝福那么大，牛群羊群多到没有办法在一起的时候，仆人们开始相争了。
But when their blessings became so much that they could not contain, their servants started quarreling.
啊，亚伯拉罕不仅仅没有责备他的侄儿，反而让他的侄儿先挑哈。
Not only that, Abraham did not rebuke his nephew, but he let his nephew pick first.
他的侄儿不仅没有客气，他先挑了看起来最好的地方。
And his nephew Lot was not courteous, he just went ahead and picked the best place.
但是人只看到眼前，看不到将来。
But man can only see a near sight, not future.
当罗德挑选了这个索多玛、俄摩拉这块看起来像耶和华原址的地方。
So when Lot picked this place near the Sodom and Gomorrah, like Garden of the Lord.
又像他不久前在埃及看见的地方。
And also like the land that he recently just saw in Egypt.
后来不久就发生了战争了。
And then soon after there was a war.
哦，有四王的联军跟五王的联军打起来。
There was a correlation between four kings and five kings. They fought together.
那这个四个王的哈。鸡大老马，你背不仔细就变成大鸡老马哈，把它反过来就是了。他的联军四王联军把五王打败了。
So the allies of the four kings defeated the five kings.
就把索多玛里面所有的财物里面的人一起都掳走了。
And they captured everything in the city of Sodom, all the people and the possessions,
包括了罗德
including Lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再插进来一句话哈，我们做人生的所有的抉择都要小心。
I want to remind brothers and sisters, every time we make a decision, our life decision, we have to be careful.
不要只凭眼见跟自己的喜欢。
Don't just choose according to your own likings.
要学习敬畏神。
Learn to
fear. 在一切所行的事情上认定他，他必指引我们当选择的路。
Learn to fear and acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct our path.
所以底下罗德他们就被抓走了。
So Lot was captured.
所以我们现在来看第十四章。
Now we will look at chapter 14.
他说有一个人逃出来的人跑来告诉亚伯兰。
So one person escaped and went to Abraham.
然后我们请看十四节。
And verse 14.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但，便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又退到大马色左边的河把。将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物，以及妇女人民也都夺回来。好，然后我们请跳到第21节。
Verse 21.
索多玛王对亚伯兰说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主、至高的神耶和华起誓。”凡你的东西就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。好，我们圣经就读到这。
OK, this concludes our scripture reading.
在这里我们知道了这个故事的来龙去脉。
Now we understand the summary of the story.
在这里我们发现当罗德跟他的财物都被掳走的时候，
So we see that after Lot and his goods were taken into captive.
亚伯拉罕一听见这个消息，
And when Abraham heard this news,
他马上就带领他家中自己家里面所培养的这些精炼的壮丁。
And then he immediately led the trained servants in his house.
多少人？
How many?
318人。
318.
那你有没有想到圣经上为什么不讲率的300多人？
Have you ever wondered why the Bible doesn't say just take 300 some people?
圣经精细到 last digit, 说到 everyone, 神在眼中神都 count.
The Bible is so precise, which shows that everyone counts in God's eyes.
每一个都算数，数到318个。
Everyone counts in God's eyes.
那弟兄姊妹，这318个不是一夜之间成军的。
And these 318 people did not become an army in one night.
乃是在这里圣经上特别说是亚伯拉罕他率领家里所生养的精炼壮丁。
And the scripture says that he armed his trained servants born in his own house.
换句话说，家其实是很松、很舒服、很平凡的生活。
Actually, oftentimes our family life is a life of relaxation.
但是亚伯拉罕就在他最平凡的生活、最平凡接触的人里面，他为神家培养精炼的壮丁。
But Abraham, in his most ordinary life and ordinary place, he raised up mighty men for God's house.
很多人都觉得怀才未遇，哈。
Many people felt that they have the talents, but not being discovered.
那很多当老师的都觉得，哎呀，如果能够得天下英才而教之，多么有福啊！
And often, teachers would wish to be able to teach some great talents.
我们总是有好像很多遗憾。
Often we seem to have a lot of regrets and wishes.
哎呀，神怎么给我的同工是这个样子的呢？
Why did God assign such co-worker for me?
神让我怎么生的孩子这么笨呢？人家都上常春藤，他的那个大学都考不上。
Why is that my children are so dumb that other kids get to go to Ivy League?
那是他说的，不是我说的。我们可能孩子们会觉得，哎呀，给我的爸爸妈怎么这样子呢？为什么我不是生在这个Bill Gates 家里面呢？
And then, children might complain that why I have such parents, why is that Bill Gates is not my father?
但是你发现亚伯拉罕他就是从家里面生养的，他开始培养。
But yet we see Abraham, he raised those who were born in his household.
在想不到的时候，不知道的时间里面，突然有一个需要出现了。
And then,totally unexpected moment, an urgent need arises.
他马上就可以用。
And he immediately could use them.
弟兄姊妹，这是我希望今天借着这样的信息来勉励我们在座所有的人。
I hope that through this message, we can encourage everyone here.
我们家里面有可以培养的人。
Yeah, there are people in our household that we can train.
在你所在的小组里面，你要去培养他们。
And train people in your small group.
在我们自己所服侍的部门里面，我们要去为神家培养精炼的壮丁。
Train mighty men within the service group.
如果 worship team 每次都唱诗唱到一半，才一个跑上来，另外一个跑上来，你觉得这样子的 worship team 带得动大家吗？
If a worship team, After they start singing, and some will come up and randomly, do you think such a team can lead people worship?
如果儿童主日学的老师自己都迟到了，每一次来都没有好好预备，你怎么带得出好的孩子来？
If children's Sunday school teacher always come late without prepare, then how can they lead good students?
如果我们招待组、饭食组、整洁组各方面的服事啊，我们都在这里没有去培养的话，弟兄姊妹，神家不可能有见证的。
If in our service groups we do not raise up people and we do not train people, we can never achieve a good testimony in God's house.
这个是在平常就要 train 他们的。
And they have to be trained in ordinary times.
New King James 翻译的很简单，只是说 train the servants.
The New King James translation is very simple. It just says trained servants.
我这两天连续两次跟我儿子祷告，他都是讲到 well trained warrior. 哎呀，这个味道翻出来了哈。
But this couple of days when I pray with my son, he always says well trained warriors, and that's exactly what it means.
真的是被精炼过哈，被精炼的壮丁，被训练过的。
They're well trained warriors.
所以你发现哈，第一件事情。
So the first thing,
当这件事情发生的时候，
when this event happened,
这318个敢听亚伯拉罕的这个要求就一起出去打仗，已经不容易了。
So it was not easy already for these 318 men to obey Abraham's calling and went out to war.
请问你现在如果回到3000年前，不对，将近4000年前，你是亚伯拉罕家中318个的中间一位。你假想一下哈。
Imagine you were one of those 380 men back for 4,000 years.
现在出去不是是罗德，不是被强盗抢走了。
And now that a Lot was not being captured by Roberts.
他是被四王联军，四王的联军，而且这个四个王刚刚把五王都打败了。
He was being captured by a coalition of four kings who just defeated five kings.
你不知道有多少的人。
You don't know how many.
而且他们得胜的那个士气高昂，你怎么去打他们？三百十八个怎么打
？How do you encounter such an army with high morale? Just right after their victory.
你要离开自己的妻子孩子，就去跟一个这么大的联军打仗， 他们赶去都不容易了。
You have to leave your children, your wives, and to encounter and fight with such a great army. It was already not easy for them to go.
你发现他们就是 well trained, 这真的是被训练的好，他们就是顺服出去。
And you discovered that they were well trained, they obeyed and went.
不仅仅赶去很难。
Not only that, it was not easy for them to just go.
第二个，肯去更难。
It was even harder to be willing to go.
罗德这些仆人就是当初跟他们在旷野里面这个抢地方的人。
Because Lot and his servants were the ones that quarreled with them before.
当初吵架，当初打架，当初这个闹不愉快的那班人。
Those were the people that they had quarreled with, and then they had dispute before.
然后我们的主人居然把主权让给他，让罗德去挑，他们居然去挑好地方。
And then they would think to themselves that our master was willing to give.Let them choose, and that they choose the best one.
现在他们不幸灾乐祸已经算不错了。
Now it's hard for them not to just cheer for their defeats.
或是很属灵的说感谢神，好，神给他们功课学一学。
Or they might just pretend to be spiritual and says, "Praise the Lord for giving them a lesson to learn."
你有没有常常听到这样子的话？看到别人受管教、受苦难，你就听到有人说这是神的手。
Have you heard when people see other people suffer, they say that this is God's hands.
我两个月前看旷野的宴席，黎弟兄在里面还特别举到这样子的例子。
About 2 months ago, when I was doing my daily devotion, I read what Brother Watchman Nee mentioned this example.
人家家的儿子死了，他就去跟人家说这是神的手。
When someone's son passed away, a brother will say this is God's hand.
太超然了，没有人性了。
This is too spiritual and not human.
所以很多的时候，我们看见别人被管教，尤其是我们不喜欢的人，或是当初抵挡我们、伤害我们的人被管教的时候，我们就说感谢神啊，这个神的手在他身上。
So when we see people suffer or they are being disciplined by the Lord, and then those are the people we don't like, we often say, "Praise the Lord, that's God's hand."
所以你看，当罗德和他的这些仆人被掳去的时候
，So when Lot and his servants were captured,
亚伯拉罕宽大的心带动这些 well trained 被训练过的壮丁就去拯救他们。
Abraham with his generous heart.Brought these 318 men, well-trained warriors to rescue.
你没有听到任何人埋怨。
You did not hear anyone complain.
你没有听到任何人里面有 bitterness, 有 resentment, 有苦毒或是有不愿意的心。
You did not see anyone with bitterness or a resentment.
他们就是去了。
They just went.
然后你就发现神让他们大得胜。
And then you see that God gave them great victory.
他们不仅仅是被掳的都得到了释放。
Not only that, they were able to rescue all the captives.
他们把一切被掳去的财物、人口全部都救回来了。
And they brought back all the people and also goods.
他不仅仅夺回了所失去的。
Not only that, they regained what was lost.
也把这四王所掳掠的也成为他们的。
They even took possession of the four kings' plunders.
他们经历了得胜。
They experienced victory.
318个人打败四王联军。
318 men defeated the correlation of four kings.
而且他们各方面，我相信他们属灵的价值，他们在神手中的用处，都因为这样子的事情，他们被提升、被扩大。
I believe through this incident, their spiritual value and worth and in God's hands were also increased.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在回来看我们。
Now let's look at us.
请问你觉不觉得在你旁边，在你所认识的人中间，有人真的被掳掠了？
Do you feel and see people around you are in captivity?
看你们好像听不懂，你觉得有的请举手。
Do you understand? Please raise your hand if you agree. You see people around you that are in captivity.
其他的人没有举手是因为自己也被掳掠了是吧
How about the rest of you? Maybe you are in captivity already?
弟兄姊妹其实我们周围充满了被掳掠的人对不对
Actually, there are the people around us who are in captivity.
你说还没有信主的福音朋友或家人算不算被掳掠
How about those unbelieving friends and family members?
主耶稣说 他来是要叫被掳的得释放叫受压制的得自由
Because the Lord says that he came to free the captivities and free those who are oppressed
你发现我们周围不光有很多不信主的人他们还在黑暗跟仇敌的权下
Not only there are a lot of gospel friends who are still under the power of darkness and the power of the enemy
就连我们很多重生得救的人我们也可能在仇敌的权下
even a lot of born again Christians, we're still living under the power of the enemy.
仇敌界的世界借着我们的肉体在这里掳掠我们。
The world and the flesh, the enemy will capture us.
我最近几年这方面的这个情形比较少，在早期刚开工的时候。
I haven't seen much recently, but in the early days when our church was first started.
我们好几次去帮助那些这个被赌博哈毒瘾捆绑的人。
That we will go and help people who have addiction of gambling.
我都记得很清楚，半夜十一点多，一个老妈妈来敲我们家的门。
I still remember vividly at 11 o'clock at night, an elderly mom come to knock on our door.
拜托我们去，我不要告诉你们在哪里，好，这边还是有个 casino.
And beg us to go to a casino in this area.
就在我们很 center 的地方，我们半夜十二点钟跑进去救他。
So at midnight, we will go and try to rescue him.
我从来没不知道那边有个赌场，但我进去的时候，我整个心里面非常难过。
I never knew there was a casino, but when I stepped in, my heart so grieved.
一个桌一个桌子，你看见那些人的表情，然后那个抽的烟，整个房间都是烟雾，看了就很难过。
My heart so grieved. This room was full of smoke, and table after table of gambling.
他的孩子才二十来岁。
And you see people's expression. And this young man was only in his 20s.
一天到晚沉迷在里面。
And then he was in addiction.
弟兄姊妹，很多人都被掳。
Many people are being captured.
我们可能也被很多我们自己的性格、我们的情绪、我们里面的受苦、很多的东西试探、诱惑捆绑我们。
We can also be in captivity because of our emotions, our temptations, our failures, and our all sorts of things.
但是你看亚伯拉罕所培养出来的人。
But yet, those who were raised up in Abraham's house.
当他们知道这件事的时候
When they knew such a,
虽然这些人对不起他们
Even though those were their enemies,
虽然这些人是贪爱世俗的去拣选了索多玛俄摩拉的人
Even though this group of people they loved the world and chose Sodom and Gomorrah
当他们知道的时候二话不说他们就出去了
But when we knew about this they did not say a second word they just went right away
要把他们的弟兄救回来
They wanted to rescue their brothers
弟兄姊妹我们希望主把这样子的一个动了慈心或是有感觉放在我们里面
The Lord will give us such merciful heart and a sense
希望我们不管福音组不管 outreach 的同工不管每一个小组的情形我们里面都要有这个为主得回人的心、
Whether you are in a gospel group or your outreach co-worker we all ought to have this heart to rescue people for God
把我们所失去的能够夺回来
Not only that we will regain what was lost
我们今天失去的东西真是很多
Because we have lost so much
所以当弟兄们复兴的时候你讲了几个很重要的事情一个叫做 back to the beginning 回到起初
So when brothers were revived by the Lord they mentioned many things one is back to the beginning
因为很多原来应该是这么好的结果失去了
Because a lot of things were supposed to be this good but we have lost it
你看以弗所教会原来这么好他们把起初的爱心给丢弃了
Look at the church at Ephesus, Ephesians church, they were so good to start with, yet they have lost their first love.
你看马太福音十九章，主耶稣对他们跟主耶稣谈论休妻的事情。主耶稣说：“然而起初不是这样。”
In Matthew chapter 19, there was a discussion about divorce, and yet the Lord says, "At the beginning, it was not so."
很多属灵的价值、属灵的纯度、属灵的地位、属灵的祝福，在我们手中失去了。
Because we have lost a lot of.Spiritual values, purities, and a lot of essence.
那个人尊贵的价值，该活出来的价值被破坏了，失去了。
And our noble values have been damaged.
可以为了赚钱，把毒放在这个毒都可以放在奶粉里面，把很多的东西都掺假，人失去了很多的尊贵和价值。
Because man has lost such noble character for the sake of making money.
我们需要人被 restore, 被 rebuild, 人需要被重建，要被带回来。
We need to be rebuilt and revived.
不光是财物这些东西被掳去的，让它回来。
Not only the possessions and goods we ought to claim them back. 这里
讲到我们所有失去的都应该把它得回来。
And we ought to claim back everything that was lost.
然后他在这里经历了得胜。
And then they experienced victory.
这个得胜增加了他们的价值。
And that victory increased their worth.
啊，力量随着他们的日子而增加。
And their strength increased as their days.
他们的生命随着他们的处境而成熟。
And their life became mature according to their experiences.
所以借着这样子的环境，他们成长。
And through such circumstances, they have grown.
他们不光征战得胜的经验增加。
Not only that, they experienced more victories in battles.
亚伯拉罕那个宽怀的度量榜样也成为他们的这个祝福。
Abraham's generous heart and big heart also became their blessings.
在这里，亚伯拉罕面对索多玛给他一切的好处。
When Abraham faced blessings from Sodom.
他说我什么都不要。
And Abraham says, I'm not going to take anything.
我连一根线、一根鞋带都不给你要。
Not even a thread from the sandal, I will not.
我们只是做我们该做的事情。
We just do whatever we have to do.
我们只在乎我们在至高的神在天地的主人面前，我已经起了誓，我决定不要你的东西。
I've taken an oath before this Most High God that I will not take anything from you.
我发现整件事情从亚伯拉罕出发到亚伯拉罕打仗到亚伯拉罕得胜回来，他所有的表现都成为见。
I can see that from the beginning of this incident, from how they took off and then during the process, also they came back after the victory. Whatever Abraham do, whatever he did, was an example for his household.
所以我希望在我们中间所有做父母的、做小组长的、做神家 leader 的，我们都要求主特别怜悯我们，让我们真是榜样领导。
I hope that the Lord will have mercy on us so that all of us, parents, leaders, small group leaders, will really be a good example and we will lead by example.
我跟大家讲过了哈，我们成长的高度受到领袖度量的影响，我们成长的速度受到同伴的影响。
As I said before, the depth of our growth is influenced by our leaders, and then the breadth of our growth is affected by our companions.
我们比较少能够超过带领我们的人的高度哈。
We seldom can exceed the height of our leaders.
所以反过来就是我们什么样子的人就带出什么样子的人。
In other words, whatever kind of leader you are, that would be your followers.
所以在我们所服侍的小组、所服侍的这个团队里面，我们做 leader 的一定要特别的谦卑，不能停止成长。
So, if you are a leader in a small group or service group, you have to be humble and do not stop growing.
而成长的速度受到同伴的影响。
And the speed of our growth is affected by our companions.
所以我们最近讲这个 ND 哈新人门训，非常在乎同伴们之间的关系。
So when we conduct this ND groups, we really care about the relationship with our group members.
任何一个人都可以成为同伴们的鼓励，哈，千万不要小看自己。
So please do not despise yourself. Anyone can be an encouragement for your group.
然后你也发现哪一个小组好，哪一个小组不好，也很容易受到组长的影响。
And we can also see that a group is greatly affected by the leader.
所以我们都要在主的面前一起加油，哈。
So we all ought to work hard together.
因为我记得李定武牧师在几年前在我们退休会讲门徒训练的时候
，I remember several years ago when Pastor 李定武 came to our conference to talk about discipleship.
他说他个人并不是那么相信，也不是那么乐观，青出于蓝这种说法。
he says he himself does not really believe that the successor or the latter can be better than the former.
不是没有这种例子哈，大家也不要灰心哈。我们希望我们长得都
比
带领我们更好。
Or the follower can be greater than the leader. I'm not saying that it can never happen. So please don't be discouraged.
但是就着他自己观察，他所看的常常是一代不如一代。
But then according to his observation, that he felt that the generation is always getting worse from the previous one.
所以希望我们都能够好好的加油，为着神家做大丈夫。
So we ought to work hard and be brave and be strong.
那另外一个例子我不讲了，约押对亚比赛他们在出去打仗的时候。
So when Joab and Abishai went out to battle.
他们两个在肉身上是亲兄弟。
But actually, they are brothers by blood.
但是在他们所负的角色跟使命上，他们在神国里面都为神国做大丈夫。
But then in their ministry, they were great mighty warriors for God's house.
所以在打仗的时候，约押对亚比赛说：“如果亚兰人强过我，你就来帮助我；如果亚门人强过你，我就去帮助你。”
So his brother would say, when they face the battle, that if the Syrians are stronger, then I will come to help you. If Ammonites are stronger, then you will come to help me.
他们兄弟两个人都带着神的百姓去跟着两个周围的大国打仗。
So these two brothers would lead army to fight these great nations.
但是你却发现他们彼此这样子的彼此的扶持，然后在这里彼此的勉励。
But you see that they are encouraging and supporting each other.
底下他们说，我们都当刚强。
And then they say we all ought to be strong.
为本国的民和神的城做大丈夫。
That we can let us be strong for our people and the city of our God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我希望在每一个服事的同工里面，我们都有这样子的心哈。
I hope that all of our co-workers will have such attitude.
我们彼此之间没有增进，没有埋怨，没有冲突，没有摩擦，反而是彼此扶持。
That there will be no conflict, no contention, no complaints among us, but only to support and encourage one another.
当我不行的时候，请你帮助我。
When I'm weak, I hope you will come to help me.
你不行的时候，我来帮助你。
And when you are weak, I will come to support you.
但是我们都是为着神家，为着神国。
This is all for the goodness of God's house and His kingdom.
这也是保罗的劝勉。
And this is also Paul's encouragement.
哥林多前书十六章十三节到十四节。
First in Corinthians chapter 13 verses 13 and 14.
你们务要警醒。
Says watch.
在真道上站立得稳
Stand fast in the faith.
要做大丈夫要刚强凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做
Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love.
你就发现明明是大丈夫一个 warrior 一个很勇敢的勇士
You see that it's supposed to be a great mighty warrior.
但是保罗却提醒他智仁勇都要有
But yet Paul reminded them not only that you should be valor, but you should also encourage, but you should also have wisdom.
你智慧就讲到要警醒。
So you ought to be wise, be watchful.
勇敢讲到要刚强。
And be courageous and be strong.
仁讲到要有爱。
And be merciful to have love.
好，在我们整个配搭的里面，在神家里面。
In all of our cooperation in God's house.
我希望神家能够得到更多这样子的人。
I hope that God's house will let hold of more of such leaders.
我记得有一年我们出去的时候。
I remember one year, my wife and I went on mission.
我们在外面服侍完，然后经过旁边一家商店进去看一看。
After our service, we went to a store nearby.
他墙壁上卖一个 doormat, 好，就是门口的踏脚垫。
And then on the wall, it was hung a doormat.
他上面写了一句话哈。
And then it says,
他说 "You make people happy by entering." Or leaving the gate.
你让进出这个门的人欢喜快乐。
By entering or leaving the gate. 就是你进来可能给人家带来快乐，或是你的离开会给人家带来快乐。懂吗？啊，太单纯了哈。就是有些人来是把人家的快乐给夺走了，所以你走了，人家反而很高兴。
Some people, their entering will rob people's happiness, so people rejoice when you leave.
有些人是一来把快乐、把祝福带来了。
But some people, when they come, they bring about blessings.
大家都很欢迎。
And everyone welcomes them.
所以你买的这样兜麦放在门口的时候，大概很多客人看了以后不好意思进来就走了。
So if you buy such a doormat, and then some guests would feel ashamed and they will leave without entering.
但是我建议你不要买这个 doormat.
But I recommend you not to buy this doormat.
因为看到这个会走掉的都是生命好的人。
Because whoever sees this doormat and leave, they actually have better nature and life.
他觉得哎呀，我进来万一给他快乐夺走了，不好意思，这些都是生命很好的。
So those who have better life and self-conscious, they see these words and then they will leave.
其他人就说我非要进来成全于弟兄不可啊，这种人才能把我快乐夺走了。
Others will insist on entering so that they can perfect the owner of this house.
所以我们也要问自己一个问题。
So we have to ask ourselves a question.
我们也应该提醒自己一个问题。
And also remind us.
我们可以 make God's house better, 或是 worse, by joining.
We can make God's house better or worse by joining.
我们来到神家。
When we come to God's house.
你不是给神家带来祝福，就是带来亏损。
Either you bring about a blessing or a loss.
你原谅我这么说。
Forgiving me for saying that.
你不要说你没有影响，你决定有影响。
Please don't say that you have no influence.
一个不function 的 body 一定给身体带来负担的。
A non-functioning part will become a burden for the body.
不要说生病的肢体。
We're not talking about the sick.
生病的肢体一定给身体带来伤害。
A sick member will for sure bring about harm to the body. 就连
不 function 的肢体，它一定给身体带来负担。
Even a non-functioning member will become a burden for the body.
所以我今天从头到尾这样子讲到的话，你知道我全身不舒服。
If I stand stiff like this and preach a sermon, then you know that my whole body is not comfortable.
我讲这句话是真的是感谢神把在座都带来哈。
I'm sincere for saying that. I really thank God for bringing you to this church.
我希望我们在神家里面都不轻看自己的价值。
And I hope that in God's house we will never despise our value.
没有一个人轻看自己的角色。
No one would despise our role.
我希望我能够为神家做大丈夫。
And I hope to be strong and mighty for God's house.
我愿意在这里接受神家给我的训练。
And I'm willing to be disciplined by God's house.
在你所在的小组，不管是 Newman Disciple 小组或是生活小组。
In your small group, whether it's a living group or a Newman Disciple group,
或是侍奉的小组
or a service group,
让我们都预备好，让主来劝我们，来训练我们。
Let us be ready to be trained by the Lord.
当有特殊的需要的时候，我们能够被神用。
When a special need arises, we can be used by God.
所以几年前
，several years ago,
当 Barbara Watts 去访问第一夫人、第一家庭这个奥巴马跟他太太的时候
，When Barbara Watts interviewed the first family, Obama and his wife.
那天在他 interview 里面有一个问题。
In the interview, she asked a question.
他问他们说，如果有来生的话
，If you can live your life again, the next life,
可以再活一次的话
，That you can live your life again,
你希望做什么
？What would do you wish to do?
那个太太不回答。
The wife did not answer.
Obama 回答说
，Obama answered.
他说，我希望像我家养的那只狗叫 Bo。
That I hope to be like my pet dog.
你看他活得多舒服，什么烦恼都没有。
Look at his life. His life is so easy, worry free.
我很惊讶，美国总统回答这样子回答。
I'm so surprised by American president's answer.
不管他是不是他的幽默。
Whether it was his humor.
难得回答一个这么重要的问题，居然这样子回答。
That he would casually answer such an important question.
保罗劝我们要为神家做大丈夫。
But yet Paul encourages us to be brave and strong for God's house.
我们不用再活一次。
We do not have to live our life again.
我们就可以把我们的余生下半场用来活出大丈夫的样子。
We can live to be a mighty warrior the rest second half of our life.
让我们不管被摆到哪里都成为神家的祝福。
Wherever we are being placed, we shall be a blessing for God's house.
我们请 worship team 再来带我们唱神要建立大能的子民。
May we ask a worship team to come up and lead us to sing.
我们站起来唱好不好？
Please stand up and sing.
建立一群大能之民，一群充满赞美的之民，他们要靠我力来往此地，并要荣耀我宝贵的名。主啊，兴起建立教会，建立爱子的坚固，在你里面合而为一，在你爱子的之民，一群充满赞美的之民，他们要靠我力来往此地，并要荣耀我宝贵的名。主啊，兴起建立教会，建立爱子的坚固，在你里面合而为一，在你爱子的国度。 有一分钟的时间
Let's pause for 1 minute
我们同声的来祷告
Let's all pray together
求神让我们不妥协于这个世代的邪恶
That we will never compromise with the evils of this world
让我们也不妥协于自己的软弱和无能
And we will not compromise with our weaknesses and feebleness
求神兴起自己也兴起我们的同伴
May the Lord raise up ourselves and also our companions
更是复兴他的众教会
And revive his churches
让我们真成为神大能的子民
That we will become mighty people of God
在这里荣耀他的名
To glorify his precious name
我们同声祷告
Let's all pray together
Hallelujah 主耶稣啊我们赞美你耶稣主我们何等的赞美你
Lord, we praise you.
你是我们的元帅
you are our captain.
你亲自率领你的教会在这里征战
You're leading your church to fight the battle.
你早已经把得胜的权柄赐给了我们
You have already given us the power and right to victory.
我们在这里不是凭着自己的力量和血气来征战
We're not fighting with our own strength and flesh.
我们乃是靠着神有能力
But by the Spirit of God we have power.
主啊我们为着自己为我们周围的家人教会同伴们都向你祷告
We want to pray for ourselves, for our companions, our family.
主啊，兴起更多大能的勇士来
Raise up more mighty warriors.
让我们成为周围人的祝福
That we will become blessings for others.
不仅仅让我们自己脱离了仇敌的网罗
Not only that, we will be delivered from the snares of the enemy.
也让我们能够被你使用来使被掳的得着释放
But we can also be used by you to free the captives.
让我们为神家得回更多我们所失去的
So that we will reclaim what we have lost.
让我们在这里经历你的得胜
We will experience your victory.
来增加我们的价值
And increase our worth.
增加我们在你手中的功用
And increase our functioning before you.
主啊，祝福你的教会
Lord, bless your church.
真的，我们为了各地的教会都来向你祷告
We pray for all the churches.
神的儿子显现出来，为我们除灭魔鬼所有的作为
The Son of God appeared to destroy the work of the devil.
不仅仅有福音传给贫穷的人听
Not only the gospel will be shared, the good news will be shared to the poor.
是的，叫一切被掳的得到释放。
All the captives will be set free.
叫瞎眼可以看见。
The blind will see.
叫受压制的可以得到自由。
The oppressed will be free.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
真的把我们教会所有的 leader 特别交在你的手中。
Especially entrust all the leaders at our church in your hands.
让我们真的是在你的里面成为大丈夫。
That we will be strong and brave in you.
让我们一切所行的也都在爱中来行
that all that we do will be done in love
我们彼此扶持彼此成全
that we will support and encourage one another
为神家预备更多合用的器皿
to prepare more vessels for God's house
为神家培养出更多精炼的壮丁来
that we will raise up more well-trained warriors for God's house
我们仰望你
Lord we look upon you
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen.
好请坐